Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva without any foreign interference, although he did not specifically explain what that means. The announcement comes almost a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war. Walid Mualim spoke with reporters on a visit to Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference, and our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
Foreign Minister Mualim also said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb in the capital of Damascus killed at least 20. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women and children were among the casualties. It happened in Thursday's raids on the suburb of Hamouria. The United Nations says a decision by the Central African Republic to postpone next week's elections by 3 days is not a setback for the struggling country. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the UN peacekeeping mission will help authorities distribute ballots and back the CAR forces with security. Voting for president and parliament were scheduled for Sunday but have been delayed till Wednesday, December the 30th. This is VOA News. Belgian authorities have charged a ninth suspect in connection with last month's terror attacks in Paris. The man, identified only as Abdullah C., a Belgian national born in 1985, was arrested Tuesday in Brussels. The arrest was kept secret to avoid alerting potential accomplices. The November 13 attacks in Paris left 130 people dead and more than 300 injured. Iraqi forces are battling the last Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi as they fight to retake the key city they lost 7 months ago. In the third day of a major Iraqi offensive, fighting raged Thursday around a government complex in Ramadi, which is the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are trying to slow the Iraqi advance by using suicide bombers, booby traps and snipers, plus civilians as human shields. More than 100 extremists are believed to be fortified in the city center. Afghan officials are saying security forces backed by U.S. airstrikes have regained control of a district center in southern Helmand province, regained from the Taliban. Officials saying at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed. Sadiq Siddiqui is a government spokesman.
We also were able to provide ammunition and support to our forces in Sangin. The fight is still going on in Sangin. There are areas in which the Taliban are still there and they're fighting against our forces. But at the same time, we will be launching other operations in other parts of the Helmand as well.
U.S. military spokesman confirmed to VOA that U.S. aircraft are participating in the fighting. New violence erupted in the West Bank on Thursday. Three Palestinian attackers were shot dead as they carried out stabbings and a car ramming, and a fourth was killed in clashes with Israeli soldiers. Ongoing unrest and overshadowing Christmas Eve celebrations in the Palestinian-ruled town of Bethlehem. Turnout was sparse, as we hear from Robert Berger.
Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations with a march through Manger Square here in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. But the atmosphere is gloomy. 3 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence have scared pilgrims and tourists away. Palestinian merchants sat in their shops packed with olive wood souvenirs, but customers were few and far between. Robert Berger, Bethlehem.
And get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.